This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The used car dealer CarMax reported profits this morning. While they missed analysts' expectations, company's doing pretty well. This comes at a time when used car retailers like CarMax are under pressure from app-based retailers like Vroom and Carvana, which are challenging operations that have actual stores in the three-dimensional universe, such as CarMax. But as Sally Herships reports, for some purchases, shopping in person is still the most popular option.
Want practically anything these days? To order lunch, apply for a job, identify a bird call? And there's an app for that. But this kind of tech may not change the world of auto retailing yet.
Especially when you think about used cars.
John Healy is an analyst with North Coast Research.
You don't know if there's scratches, you don't know if there's dings, and you want to look at the tires.
You may want to kick them, literally, or make sure the last owner wasn't a smoker. Healy says CarMax has done a good job balancing tech and tradition. You can browse cars on the company site and then pick the ones you want to check out in person. Dave Sullivan is an analyst with Auto Pacific. He agrees. And he says CarMax has managed to do something special.
Trusted brands in the used car business, I mean, they really just are two things that don't go together.
But Sullivan says CarMax built a great reputation. The company offers the guaranteed return policy. And he says even as more consumers choose to lease, that just means a new crop of cheap used cars coming down the road for CarMax. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.